Thousands of excited kids are headed into the Santa Barbara Bowl for a concert. But it's not a rock or rap event. It's an education program which is exposing them to some American classics.
Dumpy Doopy Dum. Okay, and last is very important. Wah, 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 wah. Beautiful. Okay, well, anytime you hear some of those silly made-up words, sing along with us.
The kids at the Bowl event is giving students a taste of classic doo-wop.
Dum, 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 dum.
Snap your fingers with this. Dum, dum, dum,
dum,
sing along.
Dum, 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 wow, wow.
The Santa Barbara Bowl and the Children's Creative Project teamed up for the show starring the more than three-decade-old group, the Alley Cats. The singers have been featured on PBS specials and have performed everywhere from the White House to Disneyland. Eric Shiflett is the Bowl's program director.
This is an important component to our outreach, which is trying to get performing arts education to kids throughout Santa Barbara County. So these Kids at the Bowl event allow us to actually bring the kids on site, and it allows us to invest in future audiences and teach kids how to watch a show, how to be a part of a show, how to experience live events, not just at the Bowl, but everywhere.
Kathy Corey is with the Children's Creative Project, which helped put on the cultural program for the students from Southern Santa Barbara County.
I just think it's important for children to be exposed to music, and it's just so much fun, and the kids are really engaged. They're learning about harmony, tempo, pitch, and a cappella.
Since we don't use instruments, each voice in the Alley Cats is an instrument, and each of us have to sing a certain set or range of pitches to create the sound. So we have two Alley Cats that sing the high pitches, and two Alley Cats that sing the low pitches.
The kids seem to love the show. Cooper LaTondra is a second grader at Goleta's Foothill Elementary School.
Is this different than the kind of music you normally listen to?
Yes.
How's it different?
It's because they just use their voices, not their, like, instruments.
Do you think that's hard or is that easier?
I think it's harder.
Susie Stanfield is a second grade teacher at Foothill.
They love the experience of just coming to the County Bowl. Most of them never been here and having a performance. A lot of kids don't get to do that, so it's an awesome experience for them.
Juniper Taff is a second grader from Family School.
They're amazing, and I like all the songs.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I guess.
A little doo-wop?
Ba, ba, ba. No, I'm bad at it.
While the Alley Cats' bread and butter is performing for adults, doing educational shows has become a big part of their schedule. Group member Armando Fonseca.
It's a different dynamic. Obviously, our jokes changed to match the age group, but it's been great. We've been doing it about 20 years, and when we first started doing it, it was with the LA Music Center. We were like, oh, we'll give you like 2 days a week that we'll go out and do schools, and then after about 6 weeks of doing it, we realized that we were actually like doing something, like there was meaning to it, and now we are full open Monday through Friday, schools whenever they bring us in all over the country.
The show even includes some backup dancers. Some members of UC Santa Barbara's dance company are dressed in period costumes with dance choreographed to the classic music. Kai Tepper is the Bowl's outreach program manager.
I hope that they take away the experience that they can have here at the Bowl to be able to really celebrate the gift of music. It's a lively show that's meant to get them excited about learning.
While the effort is funded by the Bowl, the Children's Creative Projects and Grants, if you attended a concert at the Bowl in the last year, you also helped as well. Bowl Foundation President Tobe Plow explains.
We take a dollar ticket out of all the tickets that we sell. I think we sold close to 140,000 tickets last year. So that goes into the fund. We also have investment money that we put in each year. We get grants.
The program provides a unique cultural experience that many schools in the region simply couldn't provide on their own. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.